Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 15th of December, and I am a little weary today. I played 72 holes, as some of you will know. I played 72 holes of golf yesterday at the National Golf Club with a team raising money for the Cancer Council in awareness of skin cancer. Something like 2 out of 3 Australians are touched by skin cancer once they are over the age of 70, and I can tell you it's higher than that in the golf club. We hit our $12,500 target between the team. In fact, we rather blew it away. So thank you very much to everybody. You can see all our sponsors on a link in the strategy piece today, and there are a couple of photos there as well. The Nurofen getting a good workout this morning. Right, Wall Street was down 185. Our market's been down 35, currently down 13. Not too much going on. Some of the defensive stocks doing okay. Zero up 3.7%. Healthcare doing okay. Coal getting beaten up. Some of the coal stocks are getting absolutely smashed today as the Chinese ban Australian coal. And I've got a couple of themes today, but let's just cover off a couple of bullet points first thing. I'm going to talk about peak optimism later in the strategy podcast, but Charles Schwab was talking about in one of their strategy pieces, made it into the AFR, talking about euphoric sentiment conditions at the moment and complacency and a speculative froth which makes the market vulnerable to any negative catalysts. They're basically telling us we are having a good quarter. The ASX is up 14.5% this quarter so far, which is not quite as good as the second quarter, which was up 16.2% as we bounced off the March lows. But these are two of the best quarters we've seen in the stock market in 20 years. And it does tend to tell you that out of disaster comes opportunity. And rather than be inactive when things like a pandemic happen, investors should see it as a time to be active rather than a time to pull out. They rarely come along. Anyway, having a fabulous quarter. Biden has won the election. I hear him talking on the telly in the background. It is now official as the Electoral College votes declare him the winner, and the Dow futures are rising as he speaks. And the Dow futures are up 90 points at the moment. RBA minutes out today. You'll read about those in the newsletter. The government's mid-year economic and fiscal outlook is due out on Thursday. There are suggestions they're going to upgrade their GDP forecasts, and their budget bottom line is going to be $14 billion better than expected thanks to the soaring iron ore price, which is now $160. I see a couple of brokers upgrading their iron ore prices. One, I think, upgraded from $60 to $70, their forecast for next year. It was the same in the resources boom. Brokers are just behind the curve all the time in a commodity boom, and the day that their forecasts are actually in line with the spot price tells you that commodity prices have come off and are going the wrong direction. But at the moment, commodity price is still well above broker forecasts. They're all just playing catch up at the moment with their research. Afterpay up 8.8% yesterday on the news they're going into the ASX 20. I wrote something earlier this year which glibly said when Afterpay is the biggest stock in Australia, well, it's on its way. And a lot of people, got a couple of emails bagging me at the thought that Afterpay could be a big company. PayPal, I think, is 1.6 times the size of BHP. So it could happen. Fortescue Metals, Coles and Aristocrat Leisure also going into the ASX 20. I've put in the broker opinions about Afterpay at the moment. The average broker target price is 9% below the current share price. Although the most recent research, which is from Credit Suisse, is an outperform with a target price 15% above the current share price, and Morgan Stanley with an overweight recommendation and a target price 11% above the current share price. Record high yesterday. FOMC meeting this week. ANZ AGM tomorrow. I'll talk about the banks in a minute. NAB AGM on Friday. Right, a couple of quick themes today. The banks. I've titled this Good News Struggles to Lift Them Any Higher. You may have read that APRA have lifted the dividend restrictions, capping payouts at 50%. So the banks can now return to normalized dividends. The share prices have hardly moved. APRA hinted at this announcement on November 18, so it's in the price already. They've had a fabulous rally, and they rallied from that APRA commentary. It was happening at the same time as the vaccine news was coming through. APRA still talks about them maintaining a prudent approach and carefully planning their dividend policies. And the banks don't have to return to normalized dividends. They will do that when they want to, which might not be immediately. Earnings obviously took a big hit this year. But the interesting thing to note is a couple of strong themes for the banks at the moment are interest rates rising. Macquarie's got a forecast this week that interest rates are going to double from 0.96%, or bond yields, 10-year bond yield, from 0.96% to 2% next year. That's a rising interest rates, a strong theme for the banks. It helps them improve their margins, and it makes the banks, it puts them into what Macquarie is calling an earnings upgrade cycle. It's obviously been the opposite way, but earnings are bottoming. UBS last week upgraded all the banks quite significantly on their earnings, and the expectation is that they're going to be adding back these COVID-19 provisions, or over-provisioning they did earlier in the year, and that'll keep earnings going and allow a return to dividends. Having said all that, I have put all the broker research in on the banks in the strategy piece today, and you'll see that whereas 6 months ago the average broker target price on almost every stock except for the CBA was a good 20-25% above the current share price, that has completely reversed. The average target price from broker research on Commonwealth Bank is now 15% below the current share price. NAB 7% below. Westpac ANZ a little bit better. Westpac's is 7.4% above. This is the average target price from broker research. It is 7.4% above the Westpac share price. ANZ bang in line with the current share price. And Bank of Queensland, the average target price is 9.5% below the current share price. And Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, the worst, 23.7%. below the current share price. So what we've seen, and what I've written, is that what we've seen in the bank sector is a recovery in share price, a recovery rally in share prices, but that doesn't make them growth companies. So at this point, we're not holding them in our growth portfolio. We do hold NAB, ANZ and Westpac for income in the income portfolio, but the CBA is the next big dividend coming out of the sector with results in February. We will be buying CBA at some opportune moment, should have done it already, obviously, ahead of results. But what the broker research is telling us at the moment is the banks have now got themselves overbought. There is actually on the chart a sell signal on RSI on the bank sector chart in the short term. So I'd be if you're an income investor, I'd be a happy holder. But it looks like the big recovery gains have been made in the sector and left them looking a little bit overvalued. Right, finally, just to talk about peak optimism. This came, which is what we talked about in the morning meeting this morning. This came from noting that the Pfizer and BioNTech, they of course have jointly produced a vaccine which has been distributed since Sunday. The Pfizer and BioNTech share prices both fell over the day or the moment they were given emergency use authorization. And that is a sort of better to travel than arrive reaction, which often happens with share price. And you've got to ask, what could happen from here that is any more optimistic for the Pfizer or BioNTech share prices? And it's hard to imagine anything. And then you might start thinking, well, what's going to happen to the, what could happen to the market from here that could lift it even higher? And again, we have pretty perfect market conditions at the moment, recovery optimism, and the suggestion is that optimism, certainly if Charles Schwab are to be believed, has put a layer of froth on the market, which makes us a bit vulnerable. Anyway, I have put a few charts in the strategy piece today of things that might be peaking, including Pfizer. It's not enough for us. It's just idle filler content, I think. It's not enough for us to change anything on our strategy. We're pretty fully invested. We are retaining this quiet bull market expectation for next year. That's how we're set on strategy. But I can see that some of you who are a bit more short term, and I can see some fund managers running into the end of the year, might just decide that enough's enough for the moment and take some money off the table. Having said that, the recovery themes are good running into 2021. It's hard to imagine what could really upset the market significantly, but it's also getting to a point where it's hard to imagine what could really push it a heck of a lot higher. So the charts today include the iron ore price. You might have seen the iron ore price came off 3-4% overnight. That frothy bubble is not to be relied upon. You could, or we have discussed taking profits in Fortescue Metals, but at this point it's really is a bit cute to suggest that. The Aussie dollar's also flying as well, 30-month high. I've got the chart of FMG in there, BHP as well, and the ASX 200. There are small RSI sell signals on that. Anyway, nothing. It's just normal ups and downs. Nothing to worry us too much, but things looking a little bit peaky. Right, that's about that. As I say, as I leave you, Dow futures, they were up 90. They're now up 79. Our market's up 16. You have a fabulous day, and I will speak to you tomorrow.